Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. It's no longer the headline-grabbing epidemic that swept through gay communities a generation ago, but today 1.2 million Americans are still living with AIDS. In Cleveland, a pair of researchers launched their careers at the dawn of the AIDS era, and 35 years later, they're still working to improve the lives of people with HIV. It was 1981. Len Calabrese was a newly minted doctor at the Cleveland Clinic with an interest in an obscure branch of medicine, immunodeficiency diseases in adults. But he didn't have any patients.
There just weren't any. And there were very few diseases that we took care of.
Then he met his first patient, a young man traveling through Cleveland, who fell sick and died from a mysterious disease. Calabrese thought it was an isolated case.
You have no idea that this is a snowflake and an avalanche.
Soon, AIDS was decimating gay communities on the East and West Coasts. That's when Calabrese met Michael Letterman, a new professor of immunology at Case Western Reserve University's medical school. Letterman says they immediately launched an outreach mission here.
And that was the Cleveland Men's Study, which we put together.
But Letterman says he and Calabrese felt helpless.
In the early days, the prognosis for our patients was just terrible. We really had nothing to offer people with HIV and AIDS. We had no therapies that worked, and all these young, charismatic men were dying.
In 1985, Dr. Letterman started the AIDS clinic at University Hospitals. In 1987, the first treatment arrived, AZT. At the Cleveland Clinic, Len Calabrese learned it was not the cure they had hoped for when his patients told him,
"Everybody I know took that drug is dead."
And he said,
"Good point."
It would be another decade before truly effective antiviral drugs were approved. And Calabrese says the handful of HIV-infected people who survived had their genes to thank. He says a genetic mutation in a protein on the surface of their immune cells slowed the spread of HIV.
They're just lucky because they were naturally selected to survive. And virtually their whole generation died.
Now with dozens of antiviral combinations available, many people with AIDS in the U.S. are leading normal lives. But Calabrese says for around 1 in 4 AIDS patients, their immune system doesn't bounce back.
One of the major drivers of that failure is inflammation.
What he calls inflammaging, because it's the same process that causes age-related issues like heart disease and bone loss. Michael Letterman says understanding inflammaging became the next challenge to tackle with Calabrese.
And so Len and I got together, oh my goodness, it must be about 6 years ago, to try to figure out how to study these people in more detail. And so we established this CLIF cohort, Cleveland Immune Failure Cohort.
A clinical trial is underway at UH to test whether a drug used to treat rheumatoid arthritis can stop runaway inflammation in someone with AIDS. Meanwhile, Michael Letterman is testing an experimental AIDS vaccine for at-risk people. He's injecting antibodies that should block the notoriously resilient virus. It's a long shot, but he's holding out hope.
So if this works, if this protects people, then there are downstream strategies that could provide durable protection.
Letterman acknowledges that an AIDS vaccine is years away and would be very expensive in its current form. Likewise, a cure for AIDS remains a distant dream. But that hasn't stopped Len Calabrese from teaming with Letterman in pushing the boundaries of AIDS research.
You know, we're not just trying to answer a question. We're trying to, you know, solve this never-ending problem.
Calabrese heads the Cleveland Clinic's immunology section, where he treats rare autoimmune diseases. At Case, Michael Letterman studies the body's response to AIDS and other infectious diseases. And Letterman says hashing over these slightly different perspectives with Calabrese over the decades, often over a drink or two, has marked the milestones of his career.
And these brainstorming episodes are incredibly exhilarating for me because I get the perspective of someone whom I respect enormously, but who doesn't quite see things exactly as I do.
Letterman and Calabrese recently received $18.5 million from the Fassenmeier Foundation to add to their growing team of AIDS researchers in Cleveland. The results could help the 37 million people worldwide who have AIDS and prevent the 1.2 million deaths each year from this increasingly overlooked disease. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. Explore this and other Explore Radio topics online at WKSU.org.